Rusty Quill presents.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, faithful listeners. The plan for this week was to give you some little bloopers, etc. But unfortunately, I have lost them. I don't know what's happened to them. I can't find them anywhere. So instead, what you're getting is me reading some ancient Tumblr posts, which is what I do as a warm-up. So the idea for part one, Sam, a little performance note for you here that I give myself, is that he basically opens almost every episode sounding as though he's just been laughing is the aim. So I would sit down and I read these Tumblr posts and I just keep going reading them as a warm-up until the point where I start laughing. So yes, and I'm going to just share those with you now. And yeah, I'm sorry about the bloopers. There will be some bloopers, I think, for part two, but you won't be getting those until September, so I don't know why I'm bringing it up. And yes, a couple of other things before I play you my fantastic Tumblr warm-ups. I'm only going to give you the highlights because obviously I read about three or four before every time I sit down and record, which is what, at this point, 20 episodes. Yeah, roughly 120, so I'm not going to play you the whole thing, just a few fun ones. And yeah, before I dive into that, I have a couple of very brief announcements to make. We've opened a Ko-fi shop. Is it Ko-fi or coffee? I'm never sure if I'm saying it right. But we have a shop over there on ko-fi.com/hangingslots. There's a link in the description for that. And you can get a bunch of digital products. But that's all available over there. And we've also opened another shop where you can get physical merch. And as of me saying this right now, there are a few final things that I need to get into place before I actually know what the link is going to be, so I won't say the link now, but it will be in the description, so you'll be able to find that out. And if you go over to our Twitter, which is at Hanging Sloths, I will be posting about that right now as you're listening, probably. So we have the digital shop on Ko-fi, and the physical shop is also opening. And of course, if you want to do other things, you can still donate to us on Ko-fi. It's not just a shop, you can still just like send a couple of pounds or a couple of dollars our way if that's what you want to do. And as always, there are no obligations to do any of that, and you should think of yourselves first before thinking of us in these financial terms, and especially in these times of hardship that we are currently going through. But yes, it's very exciting. There's merch now. It's Hanging Sloths merch and Spirit Box Radio's merch, and it's all very cool and happening. So all of those links will be in the description. And without further ado, here is me bungling my way through reading some Tumblr posts until the point at which I start laughing. Have fun. All the fish. I went to this girl's party the week after she beat me. I went to this girl's party the week after she beat the shit out of my friend. While everyone was getting trashed, I went around putting tuna inside all the curtain rods, so like weeks went past and they couldn't figure out why the house smelled like festering death. They caught me through this video where these guys at the party were singing Beyonce and I was in the background with a can of tuna. How to win at video games. When I was little, I would go on Nickelodeon.com all the time, and they had this game similar to Club Penguin, except it was called Nicktropolis. And if you forgot your password, the security question you could choose was, what's your eye colour? And if you got it right, it'd tell you the password. So I'd go to popular locations in Nicktropolis and write down random usernames who were also in those areas, and then I would log out and type in the usernames if it were my own and see which of the usernames had a security question set to, what is your eye colour? Which was most of them, since it was easy and we were all kids. I would then try either brown, blue or green and always get in. And I would go to their house and sell all of their furniture and decorations to my own accounts. And if I didn't want it, I could sell it for money. Okay, that's evil. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Drama at my drama class. One time, my drama class's teacher had gone home sick and we were just put in a classroom with a movie to entertain us for the period when the alarm went off. None of us were sure if it was the fire alarm or the lockdown alarm, so we all headed out into the hall to check that no one was out there. So we head back in and climb under our desks, as it is lockdown procedure. Cut to an hour or so later when the teacher bursts in and nearly dies of relief because the school was on fire and we were the only students not accounted for, and half the faculty and fire department had been searching for us for ages. Literally the whole school was filled with smoke and we kept super safe under our wooden desks. Oh my god. Number 15, my favourite teacher. One time in sixth grade, we were at recess, and while I was running around to my friends, I just so happened to kick a huge rock. Keep in mind, I was wearing flip-flops, so it hurt like hell. And without thinking, I shouted at the top of my lungs, "Motherfucker!" And with my god-awful luck, my maths teacher was sitting at the bench right beside me, and he took me inside to what I thought was yell at me, but he just couldn't stop laughing and sent me back outside with a literal candy bar. He is still my favourite teacher I've ever had. That's quite nice, that one. Lotion boy. One time in my chemistry class, while the teacher was talking, this guy asked loudly, "Does anyone have any lotion?" The teacher stopped talking as some girl gave him some hand lotion. The guy proceeds to slowly rub the lotion on his face as the whole class watches him in confusion. The teacher asks him what he's doing, and he responds with, "I forgot to moisturise this morning," and puts even more on his face. The teacher asks him to go into the hall to finish his moisturising because he's being a distraction, and after about 10 minutes he still hasn't come back in, so someone opens the door to check he's still smearing lotion all over his face. He finally comes back in and hands the girl her lotion, and he's used up half of it. Now people call him Lotion Boy. So one time I was home alone and it was around dinner time when I decided to make myself something to eat. I opened the freezer and dug around in it until I found what appeared to be chicken nuggets in an unopened plastic bag that for some reason didn't have any cooking instructions. Thinking about that, my parents must have thrown away the box for box tops. I called my mum to ask how long and at what temperature to cook chicken nuggets. She told me both of them, and I laid out about 20 on one tray and stuck it in the oven, setting a timer before I walked out of the kitchen. When it was almost time to get my chicken nuggets, I walked in to a cinnamon-scented kitchen. I searched all over that kitchen, trying to find the cinnamon scent leading me to the oven. I decided to turn on the oven lights to see if maybe mum had stuck some cookies in the oven and forgotten to bake them, but instead I found out that the tray my chicken nuggets were on had cookies on it instead. As I'm trying to process what happened, I hear the front door open and my mum shouts delightedly, "Ooh, what's that smell?" She walks into the kitchen and catches my confused expression. That's when the spark ignites and she realised exactly what had happened. Somehow, in some form, I had accidentally baked snickerdoodles. And this is why my parents can never take my cooking seriously. Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry it wasn't exactly what I had been planning, and next time I'm sure I will have some bloopers in place for you. Although I've got some plans actually in place for between seasons 1 and 2. But yes, we will cross that bridge when we come to it, if indeed we come to it. We will be coming to it. Time is still passing. I've been told, anyway. I think I've been existing in the same day for about... I think it's been about 800 years since January. Anyway, I will speak to you next week when you will have... the last week of the break is next week, and I will be recapping the first part of season one for you all briefly, for those of you who want a little refresher in your mind, and for anybody who just wants to jump in at that point. So that's what we're doing next week. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for tuning in and staying spooky with us. And yeah, I'll speak to you all next time.
Get spooky.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.